Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, Online Coupon Intermediaries, from novelty to celebrity to sizable niche, part of a series examining the 2012 DMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 11th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with DMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss what's ahead for a trend that got a lot of buzz in 2011 is Paul Lee. Paul is leader of global TMT research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul, thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
Now, set the scene for our listeners. What's ahead in the world of online coupons in 2012?
Certainly, what's going to be happening in 2012 is that there will still be a lot of activity around online coupons and also around online coupon intermediaries, which is a specific focus of our prediction. So what we're expecting for 2012 is that there will still be, if you just look at the amounts of coupons enabled by intermediaries, tens of billions of dollars of values of coupons which are being requested and paid for. And the revenues to those intermediaries should still be in the billions, perhaps the low billions, of dollars. But what we expect to be seeing, though, is that the number of people who have signed up to receive newsletters from these intermediaries may well decline a little, certainly those who are actively receiving and acting upon them. And the number of intermediaries themselves, so the companies which aggregate discounts from retailers, is likely to decline. So what we're expecting to see is a leveling off of the markets that will remain, and it will still be sizable in that, you know, it's a billion-dollar industry, a multi-billion-dollar industry. But it's going to be a small fragment of the entire global retail sector.
So even though we saw a big boom, we're probably going to see a little bit of consolidation within the industry in 2012. Well, from a business perspective or somebody who's looking to utilize the services of online coupons to sell their product, what factors can make a difference in how successful this online coupon model can be for any particular business?
Well, the thing about coupons or discounts is that they can be a great way of generating footfall or generating interest or awareness of a company. But what you don't want to be doing long-term is offering a discount. It's the case for most retailers. There are a few retailers whose business model is predicated upon perpetually offering discounted goods, but they tend to be very much in the minority. So what the online coupon intermediaries probably have to be doing in 2012 is themselves specializing into addressing either niches or specializations within certain aspects of retail, or coming up with other ways of trying to deliver long-term value to either the end users of the coupons.
Yeah, I think you even talk about a couple of examples where sometimes those luxury items or sort of the unique items or special items are ones that advertisers can sustain themselves on this model because there's not a lot of competition out there. Can you give a couple of examples of like what are some of the things that maybe have longevity or might perform very well within an online coupon space?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of products which tend to do well in terms of online coupons, they tend to be services as opposed to products, and services whereby you cannot really compare the cost of that service to anything else because there may not be that many other benchmarks or any other benchmark at all. And in terms of the way in which we expect the industry to evolve, what we're expecting is for a change in the model whereby rather than just offering a coupon for a one-off product or service, we'll start looking at multiple purchases. Because one of the big challenges that the that the general coupon business has faced is whereby you attract people, but for a single purchase only. And what a lot of the retailers which are looking to these intermediaries to deliver is a supply of customers who come back again and again. Circle provides sustainable flow of revenues as opposed to just a one-off purchase.
Yeah, this point of the prediction might come as a surprise to some of our listeners, but what you're predicting is that although the online coupon business is relatively young, it's only been around for a bit, it may already be reaching maturity. So can you explain what you mean by this?
Yeah, so what we've seen in quite a few markets is that there's been a veritable explosion in the number of providers in that space. Whereas, say, at the largest elements of online coupon intermediaries, there are perhaps more significant barriers to entry. At the simplest level, what is required to become an online coupon intermediary is a sales force and a distribution list. So at one level, there is a very low cost of entry, what you've seen is lots of companies rushing to the market, and what we've already seen is a consolidation in the market, particularly in countries like China, where there's been a really, really large number of intermediaries. When I was in Beijing last year, they were talking about several thousand companies operating in that space, but the number isn't sustainable, and so existing companies have either exited the market or else are consolidating. So what you'll end up with is a smaller number of stronger players with more distinctive brands, more distinctive offerings. And at that point, when the barriers to entry become higher, the market will start to settle down and mature.
Well, I think the prediction summarizes it pretty well. The online coupon intermediary industry began as a novelty. As demand ramped up in 2011, it became a celebrity. And in 2012, it's likely to settle into a small niche, albeit one that can still generate billions of dollars in revenues globally. Well, Paul, thanks so much for all of your hard work on this year's predictions, but especially thanks for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights.
It's been great to talk to you.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2012 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.